Hi, this is Joe Mantegna, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN. Oh, baby, don't you want to go?
Oh, come on. 720 WGN, on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and in the presence of Chicago royalty with us, a star of stage and screen, of course, Godfather 3, Criminal Minds, the huge hit, and immortalized at the corner of Hudson and Armitage with his own street sign, the one and only Joe Mantegna. Welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you.
So, Joe, on this show, we talk about, you know, some of the family road trips that, that you may make from Cicero to wherever. Did you ever do any of that with the family? Did you all pile into the family truckster and head to maybe the Dells or something?
A big trip was us was Holland, Michigan. You know, it'd be like you go to Holland, Michigan, you get the little Dutch shoes, or maybe go to Lake Geneva. That was about it. And the one big road trip we took was to California. And I remember 1957 because my dad's brother moved out there. And so that was the one, and we drove. We did the whole Route 66, and then we saw all the stuff and came back, I think, Route 30. And that, it's funny how you remember how important a road trip is, because that's really the only one I ever took with my family. And I remember it vividly because, you know, we took like 1 week to get there. We stayed in California for a week, took a week to get back. And I remember so much of it.
People talk about trying to get families together in order to sit down and have a meal and talk. But when you're kind of confined, sequestered, if you will, in a car.
Especially in a 56 Chevy with no air conditioning going through the desert. Exactly. But it was great. And I remember Yellowstone National Park and the Petrified Forest and the Grand Canyon.
See?
And all those places. It was great.
With your schedule, it's tough to get back here to Chicago on a regular basis, much less anywhere with so many people looking for what it is that you do. But one of the things that we do on this show on a regular basis, and whether it's, you know, notables from the world of sports or just average everyday Chicagoans, we'll talk about what was your first car. And sometimes it's something like really cool that you saved up for. Sometimes it's something embarrassing that your uncle lent for you. Sometimes it's something else. But for you,
well, you know, it's almost a little combo of both, in the sense that my very first car, I was 19 years old, I remember, and my dad, we had this 56 Chevy, the same one we drove out to California. By now it was a 56, so it was like 1967 or something, so it was like 11 years old. The Chicago weathers had knocked the hell out of it. It was all a rust bucket. My dad gave it to me. He said, here, son, here's your car. Like, oh, great.
You need to get around.
Well, I kept it for about 6 hours because what I did is I was a student at Morton Junior College. I put a sign up on a student union saying I have a car for sale. And I sold it for like $95 to somebody because I had seen this 1947 Buick that was for sale for $225 right near where I lived in Cicero. And I thought this would make a great car for the band because we can, you know, we'd all pull up in this big old Buick. It was 20 years old then. So I sold the car in one day that my dad gave me. So it really wasn't kind of my first car. I had it for 6-7 hours. Bought the Buick. That's the first car I ever paid for. I bought this Buick. I have that car today.
Amazing.
Because I drove it for years. I got cast in the play Hair. I drove it right up when I was doing the play Hair in 1969. Then I realized I can't keep this car up in the winter here in Chicago. I put it in my friend's barn. My dear friend Alan Barkus, who was a musician here in Chicago, he lived in LaPorte, Indiana. I put it in his barn. It sat there for about 30 years. Just, you know, we forgot about it. It was like, I said, someday, Alan, maybe I'll fix this car up. Sure, Joe, leave it here. I don't need it.
Now, Joe, every once in a while, do you check in every couple of years to make sure he hadn't, like, I sold that barn?
I didn't check anything. No, what happened is he called me and says, I'm moving.
You need to get
it. What should I do with the car? And I'm saying, the car. The car is still there? Oh, yeah. And we had mice living in it. It was all. So anyway, he threw it on a flatbed, sent it to California. My career had finally, over these years, had now done fairly well. I thought, you know, I owe it to the car. You know, I owe it to this, my first car. It's been there in that barn all these years. Let's fix it up. And I did. And I had the late George Barris, the car guy, he worked on it.
Wow.
I had different people work on it. This guy, Les Peoples, who was a well-known restorer out there. The Buick Collectors Club, they were so glad to hear from me again. I joined the Buick Collectors Club in 1967.
Are you serious?
Did you renew
your membership?
I renewed my membership. I called them. I said, by any chance, you guys keep records of going back? And they looked it up. They says, oh, my God, you're one of the first, like, 6,000 members. You're like royalty.
Nice.
And I dropped out of the club for, like, 30-something years. So I'm a member again. They did a cover story on my car when I restored it. Told the whole story, And I put it in shows. It's won, like, no first places, but it's won a couple second and third places in shows.
Joe, I know that you know that you're blessed, whether it's the career, whether it's the family, whether it's just whether it's the Cubs, right, or whether it's Chicago. Yeah. You know, you have a lot. But there are so many. It's almost invariably when we interview people, they look back. And I don't care if it was an 85 Corolla. People will look back and say, I wish I had that car back. And so for you to have it, and we'll put a picture up of the 47 Buick up on the website as well. I mean, it is an absolute beautiful car. So it's one of those things, not just nostalgia for what it meant to you, it's an amazing vehicle.
No, and I have, like I say, I have pictures from both before and after. I have a picture of me with the band standing in front of the car when it was black, stock, all that. And then I turned it into a California car. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to drive a car with cloth seats and black and in 90-degree heat. So we decided to, I put it, you know, tucked in pleated leather upholstery. We painted it. My wife came up with the idea of maybe like a sand beige color. And it all worked out. I think it's like the two versions of the same car, and before and after.
As you have been blessed, that car has been blessed as well. The 1947 Buick. Well, you'll be driving it, as so many people will be, from now until eternity, past Hudson and Armitage, for Joe Montana, for your new street. So thanks so much for what you're doing. Great to have you here in Chicago, and thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you.